This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A Florida woman that wind blew cocaine into her purse. Officers say Kenesha Posey was one of two passengers in a car stopped for driving erratic in Fort Pierce. They say the car smelled of marijuana, and a search turned up cocaine and marijuana inside a purse Posey had on her lap. When asked how the substances got there, Posey told police, quote, "I don't know anything about any cocaine. It's a windy day. It must have flown through the window and into my purse." She is charged with a felony count of cocaine possession and a misdemeanor count of marijuana possession.
Now, that's a good excuse. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. The cocaine blew into my purse. The cocaine blew into my pocket. The cocaine blew into my shoe, under my sock. And then the cocaine packaged itself in plastic and put itself inside of my sock under my foot. Oh, man. What an excuse. And it just kind of goes to show you what lengths people are willing to go to get out of trouble. All right. What else we got to talk about? We got a ton. So the women's movement's still going on, and it caught Tom Brokaw. So we'll maybe touch on that just a bit. Comey remains in the hot seat. And we got a little bit to talk about there. I don't know how much of this is going to come out right away because, you know, in terms of we still got a little ways to go before we get all the information out of this thing that we need. But it's been interesting to watch these guys and to see just how things are progressing. So I'm anxious to see what happens on that. What else we got? Joy Reid, she gave an apology about some things that she has said, and I didn't buy it. I don't know if you guys buy it either, but did we talk about that already? Yeah, because I don't think we did. I want to talk about Joy Reid because I don't buy it. Here's the deal. Eric Holder came to her defense, and he's like, look, she's admitted it. It's in the past, and we just all need to move forward. And I'm like, yeah, it's really funny how the left always want to move forward conveniently on their stuff. Hey, football's coming back pretty soon. Kaepernick was on talking about his plight, and I had a couple of tweets on it because I said I hope Kaepernick never plays football again. And if I were a football team owner, the first thing I'd do is I'd name my team the Fighting Negroes, and then I wouldn't have any black people on it because I would say I don't want any on there because they're disruptive. They're like Colin Kaepernick. People will be like, Kevin, you have the most Uncle Tom team. I go, see, look at you calling my team the Fighting Negroes Uncle Toms. I would just do it just to mess with the left. They deserve it. All right, where do we want to start? I want to start with, the reason why I want to start with Gowdy is because I'm really sick of the subject of Comey. I don't mean it in a bad way. We're going to have to cover it. And part of it's fun because I know exactly where this is going to go. But I want to let you hear Gowdy. Now, one of my friends, a lady named Catherine, says Trey Gowdy's not nearly the conservative that we think that he is. And I talked about it, three months ago? And I said, I don't know that I no longer believe that Gowdy is really looking for answers. I know he talks about procedural stuff. Congress can't do that. You know, Congress is not allowed to play willy-nilly with the law or do certain things. Anyway, let's hear Trey talk about Comey. And then if we have some time and we want to cover it, we'll go into a little bit more detail.
Fox's Brett Baer just conducted a deeply revealing interview with former FBI Director Jim Comey. During that interview, Comey tried to claim that the Steele dossier, the one he hid information about from the president, was not central to their quest for a FISA warrant against people affiliated with the Trump campaign. Here's part of it.
You called the dossier unverified, salacious. Why did you use that to the FISA court to ask for surveillance for Carter Page? Not only use it, but you led with it. A bulk of that FISA application deals with that dossier. Why?
Yeah, that's not my recollection, Brett. And I don't know that the FISA application has been released. My recollection was it was part of a broader mosaic of facts that were laid before the FISA judge to obtain a FISA warrant.
There was a lot more than the dossier in the FISA application?
My recollection was there was a significant amount of additional material about Page and why there was probable cause to believe he was an agent of a foreign power. And the dossier was part of that, but was not all of it or a critical part of it. Just my recollection.
I don't know that it's been released. Hiding behind government secrecy once again. Congressman Trey Gowdy represents South Carolina. He chairs the Oversight Committee in the House of Representatives, and he joins us tonight. Mr. Chairman, thanks for coming on. What did you watched the interview. What did you learn from it?
A couple things. Number one, the Page and Strachey would have fired immediately, which means the two agents that were leading both the Clinton and Trump investigations should have been canned. Director Comey's recollection is flawed. If he does not remember telling Congress that his agents told him they didn't think Flynn was lying, then he needs to get his lawyers to go back and look at the transcript. We did not mishear. Maybe he misspoke. But that's in the transcript. And the double standard that he's had for the last couple of weeks still exists. You know, Clinton can lie and she ought to be president. McCabe can lie and he's still a stand-up guy. But Trump, boy, if he tells any lies at all, then impeachment is too good of a remedy for him.
And that dangerous Martha Stewart, who went to prison for lying, and he brags about that in his book, right? He doesn't remember a lot. He doesn't remember when he first heard about the Steele dossier. He doesn't remember who told him about the Steele dossier. Is that plausible?
No, because he knew that Republicans paid for it, even though that's inaccurate. So if he learned about it in the fall of 2016, then it was already known that the Democrats had picked up on that work. So whoever briefed him, why would you just say the Republicans started it, but not also include the Democrats finished it? So that. And the part about it not being part of the FISA application, not a significant part, then, Tucker, why did you use it at all? And I've actually read the application, and he's just wrong. It was an indispensable part of the application, period.
So how can you claim otherwise? I mean, his first reaction was, I don't think that's been made public. In other words, you can't prove me wrong because you and the rest of the civilians asking these questions, the American citizens here, don't have access to the relevant information. But as you just pointed out, you do. You've seen it. That's not true. This forms a central part of the request, correct?
There are three parts of it. This is one of the parts. They led with it. And if my recollection is correct, it occupied a disproportionately large part of that application. So I go back and ask all those who say it wasn't important, then why did you use it? If you didn't need it, why did you use it and why did you lead with it?
Tough questions coming up for Comey and many others, but for right now, we're going to table this because until more breaks, like we get these emails and all the other things that we've been talking about, there's really not a whole lot to talk about. Anyway, more coming up. Glad you guys are with me. We'll be back in a bit.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, they're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You make a pact with the Clintons, it's for life. Welcome back, everybody. I love this next story. I can't even describe for you how much fun I'm getting out of this next story. Onward Together. Are you familiar with Onward Together? It was the Hillary Clinton nonprofit that she set up. And it was a PAC. And she didn't really set it up, but people set it up for her. And it was after her election defeat. And so because she can now be active in politics, you know, she started Onward Together and said, hey, look, we got to now go onward together. We got to defeat Donald Trump. It's part of what they call the resistance. And so, you know, it was going to be an effort to, as I said, to continue being a thorn in the side of Donald Trump. I think it's working very well. Early in the broadcast, I gave you her numbers, and Hillary's not a very popular loser and, quite frankly, should probably get out of politics, but the Republicans are rather enjoying that she stay. But anyway, so she set up Onward Together, and a Seattle man wanted to spend his monthly contributions to the nonprofit group. And it wasn't a lot. I don't know why they chose this number, but he did a $10.48 automatic deduction from his credit card, and the Onward Together PAC isn't letting him out of it. And they've also been disclosing how they're spending the money, which I don't know what else they have to do besides get Hillary, move Hillary Clinton all around the country or something. But here's what they said. The note that says, Onward Together accepts payment information but provides no ability after to cancel donations once the initial donation is received. And this guy's name is Koshilniak. And this is in this complaint that he filed with the Attorney General's office. So what Hillary really should call her PAC is Onward Together Forever, because it means you can't go anywhere. Let's see, Quest to cancel a $10.48 monthly donation to Hillary Clinton's nonprofit gave him a brush, and with the opaque world of nonprofit, quasi-political organizations, that they disclose little about their operations. So this is one of these exuberant supporters of Hillary who wanted to do his part, help America, I'm with her, and he found out he's with her not to get out. Now here's what they said. This article continues, it says, political groups have employed aggressive tactics in the past when asking for contributions, many times using email blasts to persuade would-be donors. According to the Seattle Pi, one such email sent to potential donor backer 11 months after 2016 presidential election read, Heather, it's an old joke by now that I took a few long walks in the woods after Election Day, but I did, and I came out ready to fight for our vision of a fairer, more inclusive country by supporting the incredible groups and leaders who are encouraging people to organize and run for office. I hope you're ready too, because I'd like for you to become a founding donor to Onward Together by starting a monthly donation of just $10. So he started contributing in May of 2017, spent weeks rather on a mission to keep that, you know, in his bank account from now on, and they won't let him do it. They won't let him out. These are the people that give donors, you know, these are people that make donors go, I don't want to donate because I don't want to get stuck. You know, we did a donation thing for the radio show where we would get people to donate and hopefully, you know, help us fund the show because, you know, we're getting beat up by social media. And I realize a lot of the consternation, a lot of reason why people don't want to do it is they don't want to be stuck. And I don't blame them. I mean, we wouldn't do it. I told this story before. We had a lady, and I don't remember what we were doing. It may have just been a monthly fundraiser for TBS, and I would say the biggest donation we had received was $100. So this we get a lady that well we get it turns we had a donor. I don't know who she is at the time, and we get $2,000 donations back to back. So I was like, whoa. What in the world? So I look at it, and I said, this is obviously a mistake. And I said, well, let's look at getting, you know, this refund. And I, you know, had my ops team track this woman down. And I sent an email, and I said, you know, it turned out it was a lady. And I said, you know, whatever her name was, I said, listen, I want to alert you immediately that we, you know, you need to go check with your bank and make sure everything's okay, because we got two donations of $2,000, and I suspect, first of all, you only wanted to do one, and secondarily, it was probably for $20, because, you know, we would get 100 max. And I get in, and I said, if you'd like to call me on this, here's my phone number or whatever. So the lady calls me, and, you know, really nice lady, I'm guessing in her 60s. And so I said to her, well, hey, you know, she calls me up, and I explained it. And she says, no, Kevin, she goes, I actually did mean to give you $2,000. She goes, I didn't mean to hit it twice. But she goes, I meant to give you $2,000. And she goes, but you know what? Just keep it. And I was shocked because, as I said before, we never got that kind of a donation. And so it's good to get them. And that's why if something that big occurs, or I mean, even this guy at $10.48, I would still even be saying to him, by the way, the 48 cents is the money that he's charged by, I guess, PayPal. The guy who's a big-time leftist who makes a fortune on these types of services. But long story short, even if it was 10 bucks, I'd call. I had people that, a guy that said, hey, I'm going to donate $50 for the year to help us with radio a few years back. And he got about 6 months in and said, Kev, I had a big change in what's going on in my life, and I can no longer afford to do it. And we immediately looked at where it was in the cycle, and we canceled. And I called him and said, hey, man, I think it's canceled. It may, you know, I get one more. I'm not sure, but, you know, we did our best. And he's like, man, I appreciate it. And had lost his job or something. I get it. We do everything we can to make sure that our donors get their money for any reason. And if you want to know what we're doing with it, I promise you, we're doing God's work with it, and we don't get enough of it. I will admit there are times I get frustrated when, you know, people are like, you know, where's it going? I'm going, where's it going? It goes into running this operation. It's rare that anybody even asks, but, you know, what are you talking about? It's not like if somebody donates, you know, 20 grand to me and says on a project and they want to know the, you know, the outcome of the project, I'm cool. I get it. But you donate $20, I'm sorry. I don't, it's not like I have an obligation to you. Now, if you want it stopped, we'll stop it. But I'm saying it doesn't deserve a phone call and 2 hours on the phone. We really appreciate. Thank you very much. And, you know, call anytime. This is going to happen. Anyway, this guy is suffering from what I believe happens to many, certainly thousands of people that follow these crooked campaigns like Hillary's. And now he's got buyer's remorse, and he doesn't want to do it anymore because he knows she's a crook. Why would you donate to a woman that's got that kind of money anyway? I don't get it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
While the left were offending more Americans at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, Donald Trump held a rally. And what we've learned of Trump's rallies is they're big. They're big and they're meaningful. President Trump, I'm reading this, this is Breitbart. Donald Trump supporters believe that he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. In response to the peace process underway on the Korean Peninsula. I happen to agree. Now, I would wait until they actually officially say we're no longer at war, but it's very close. And the efforts underway are a big deal. What's interesting about this whole Trump phenomena is the concept, the idea that Donald Trump may very well bring world peace. The guy who was over the pageants where the girls, when they're asked what they want for the world, historically say world peace, may have been sitting on the answer the entire time. Donald Trump opting for world peace. How cool is that? Maybe ushering it in. A crowd of supporters started chanting, Nobel, Nobel, Nobel. Yeah. Nobel Peace Prize. And this rally was on Saturday, and I had a friend of mine who went. And the reason why I want to even talk about this is not because you know about the rally. I want to talk about what her perception was as a, you know, she's been to multiple rallies, but I want to talk about her perception because it really, I was fascinated by what she said. What she learned at this particular rally. So here's what she said. The Trump event was in the middle of nowhere in a small town I've never heard of. It was only 37 miles away from her home. Now, she said my home. I'm reading her article, but she says it was in the backwoods. I learned Kid Rock grew up about 5 miles from there. The crowd was 99% white. And a lot of people from a physical appearance were the type of white people that the media promotes and makes fun of. These are down-to-earth, middle America, you know, type people. They could be Rust Belt folks. And these are the people that get ridiculed by the left. She says, I got to the Trump event 2.5 hours early. We had to park about a mile away on a dirt road and in some man's yard, and the man wanted to charge him $20, but she said, I only had $13 And luckily, he took that. She says, it was freezing cold outside. I didn't dress for the weather. But by the time I walked a mile on a dirt road in my dress shoes, my face and fingers were completely numb, so I couldn't talk right. Now, the reason why I'm chuckling is because she went there to do interviews. And she can't. Were you ever in so cold where your face freezes up? You can't talk again. Apparently, that's where it was. And I don't know how cold it was, but because we've become such, you know, sissies for the cold. But it was cold enough where she said she couldn't talk to people. And she's there to do interviews for us, which she did. She got a few interviews, which was good. She says, when I arrived, the line was so long that I couldn't see the end of it. The people had to have been there since noon or earlier. The only reason I got inside the sports park was because a cop helped me take cuts. Now, I think what she's saying is he told her where to go in order to get in. And, you know, and cut her in front of other people, or, you know, maneuver her through the line. Same things happened to me at the Indy 500, where we know exactly how to get in no matter how long the line is. It's kind of fun to watch because I sit there and look at the people who've been lined up there for hours trying to get in. I think to myself, wow, if they only knew what we knew. But I got a buddy that goes every year, knows all the, you know, the ins and outs. She reported that the music was extremely loud the entire time. There were no quiet places, even though she said there were these sort of outer buildings that where she could do certain interviews. She said several people spoke before the president came out, and the crowd was cheering quite a bit. Standing room only, except the people sitting behind the president, the ones that, you know, they showed during the photo ops. That said, she says, I heard Fox News say 25,000 people were there. She says that was an exaggeration. I heard the number was 3,000 inside. Because the event was held in the middle of nowhere, it was impossible to Facebook Live the festivities or even text a message. But she says there were at least 1,000 onlookers outside of the event that were never going to get in. So that's kind of the inside baseball perspective. Now, here's what was interesting about the interviews, and I don't have the clips, but I'll tell you this. One of the things I asked her to do, I said, can you find out how many people were Democrats who became Republicans? Now, she went about it like individually. Hey, were you a Democrat? Hey, were you a Democrat? Were you a Democrat? And she finally finds a couple of people that go, yeah, I was a Democrat. And these people are very important in understanding why things are the way they are. So in questioning the one guy, he said, yeah, I was a Democrat. He goes, but his family had like an intervention on it and said, hey, look, here's the way it is. Here's the way you need to see things. And he goes, I changed my vote. And so she asked him, are you going to vote for Trump in the next election? Are you going to vote Republican? The answer was yes and yes. Well, yes on voting Republican and yes on voting in the next election and yes on voting for Trump in the year 2020. And so he got it. Another kid was, these are white kids. They were like, yeah. He goes, I was a liberal. I was a Democrat. And he came over. Now, she asked both of them, do you know anybody else who has made this transition? And they both said no. And here's my theory on that. Once you let people know that you're no longer, you know, in the Obama / Hillary / Democrat camp, you're done. They have no more need for you. So they just continue to, they discontinue conversations with you. And next thing you know, you're sort of a Ronin. You're out there on your own. Well, in this particular case, the Ronins decided to come over to the Republican Party, and they've embraced it. Same question was asked of the second young man. You're going to vote for in the next election for the Republicans? Yes. You're going to vote for Donald Trump in 2020? Yes. They both said, and if these are two completely separate incidences. You can tell from the video they weren't even close to each other. Meg was going up through the line looking at people at different places, and they were nowhere near each other, but they had almost identically the same answers. They weren't researching if their Democrat compadres are going to come over. They didn't care. But what they did care about was adequate health care, jobs. They wanted to see, all the policies that, quite frankly, Donald Trump has really got a handle on. They wanted to see results. And the key word is results. So two guys that are Democrat converts. Now, I'll tell you this. There was nothing in a year and a half that you would have seen as a voter who would have made you say, I'm going to go over and convert to Donald Trump. I'm sorry, to Barack Obama. I'm going to go convert to, you know, whatever the issues are of the day that are leftist issues. I'm going to now believe that those are the right way. There was nothing Obama did that would make somebody go, you know what, I take it back. Take it back. He's really good. It was horrible. And I'm not trying to pull a Romney here where I say statistically it's impossible for the Republicans to win or for Trump to win in 2020. But here's what I will tell you. It is statistically impossible for them to win. They're not winning any converts. Hillary Clinton has no more juice. People finally have begun to recognize these people for what they are, for being vicious liars. Anyway, she did interview two black guys. The audio wasn't very good, but the gist of it, and here's what was interesting about that particular story. Both of these guys were already Trump supporters. She said, did you convert? Nope. I was for Trump from the beginning. I wanted him as president. Everything that I needed for Trump came true. So both of them said that. And the reason why it's important is because it gets to the underlying thing that I've been trying to tell people. There are many blacks who aren't making conversions. They were backing Trump. They are the diamonds and silks of the world who were backing Trump from the get-go, and they saw the qualities in him that we needed after having recognized how bad Obama was. That's what I'm really trying to convey. And, you know, it was funny because she said that it was a sea of white people. I think she told me she saw three blacks. You know, not that she was counting, but I told her to go interview minorities. But her theory was, if it wasn't in the middle of nowhere, it would have been a higher population of not only blacks, but people. It was standing room only in the venue that they could fit it in. So I'd love to see what the fire marshal says on that. She may just be a bad judge of distance and space. But very successful. Everybody's talking about it, which is exactly what Donald Trump wanted and needed. A rally like that in the middle of nowhere, the forgotten people of America. Short break.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's got to really bother the left that Donald Trump can go in the middle of nowhere and he can draw a crowd of thousands of people. And one of our staffers who went to this event, his deal in Michigan, said it may not have been 25,000, but it was standing room only. She says they were shoulder to shoulder in there, crammed in, 1,000 people waiting outside. Now, I don't know how many, you know, people could get into the building. You can Google that. But here's what it tells you. Donald Trump, no matter where he goes, can fill the building. That's got to disturb the left. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Able to do that in the middle of nowhere, just like he did during the campaign. And what these rallies prove, and I got more to talk about. We're going to talk about the exodus of people from different states. But what these rallies prove is that Donald Trump is a draw. They certainly dispel the myth that these rallies are not important. The fact that he picked a battleground state doesn't go unnoticed on me. The fact that he didn't pick a big city area doesn't go unnoticed on me. He picked a town that's in the middle of nowhere to remind people that I'm willing to come to you where the post office doesn't want to deliver. I don't know, is everybody going to see this symbolism? I'm not sure. But I know this, that's a big deal. That's the biggest event that probably happened in that little area. And little towns like that, I don't know what the population of that area is, but let's say he drew a third or a quarter of the people, they're going to go home and tell others. And the little towns that are around there, the president came to see us. This is amazing. Famous for rallies. Still drawing as big a crowds now as he did then. If he'd been in the city, I remember when Trump came to Phoenix, I don't remember what time he's going to be there. It was in the afternoon. You had to be there in the morning to even get close to getting something. It was a parking nightmare. It was just crazy. Guy's rock star status. Anyway, I've already given my assessment, so I'm not going to talk any more about it. You know what I want to cover? I want to cover this lynching memorial. I said this is a memorial dedicated to leftism. See, the Democrats are the party of lynching. They've done a masterful job of whitewashing their history of tormenting black people and Republicans. They co-opted the education system. Then they transferred their vile history of enslavement and mistreatment of blacks to the Republicans, who were happy to accept it. Hapless rubes took the baton. Oh, here, you know, the Democrats robbed the bank, took most of the money out, and it said, hey, here's a little change for you. And the Republicans were like, hey, gee, thanks. You know, left them, as they say, holding the proverbial bag. So now Republicans tear down monuments. They tear down statues to the Confederacy, literally helping Democrats remove their racist past and taking the blame. I told this story a couple times, but it's so worth repeating, particularly because people have so much respect for Nikki Haley, who I know follows my work. I've been told this, but they have so much respect for her, and I do too, as a human being and as a person, and even as a South Carolina governor. But that doesn't mean she hasn't done some really stupid things. And when she was then the South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley removed the Confederate flag from the state capitol building as if Republicans held that flag. I was incensed. Why would you possibly do something like that when, look, it was the talk of the town, because this kid Dylan Roof, remember, had shot up a church full of black folks, and that created the controversy because he was seen in one of his pictures with a Confederate flag. Now, look, this is a disturbed kid. And I know people want to politicize this thing. And if he did have some affiliation with neo-Nazis or whatever, it's part of the story. It certainly needed to be told. But seeing a Confederate flag in a picture with him didn't make that so. What was his issue? If we really delve down to what his issue was, it was probably just the fact that, you know, you get tired of watching special interest groups get something when America has a lot to offer you. And I think that there's a segment of the liberals and leftist movement that want that. They want people angry and envious and jealous of one another. And that's, to me, it's pretty sad that that's the case. But that's what we find. So Dylan Roof does this. We end up in this national discussion around monuments and Confederate flags and all this. And that was the backdrop for Nikki Haley in South Carolina. Now, they were making a big hoopla about it. Obviously, this happened in South Carolina. People were attacking the Confederate flag. some people were arguing it was for Southern pride, which a lot of it is. Others were arguing that it was racist, and you know, black people couldn't handle it. You had black people wearing the Confederate flag who were proud Southerners who said, look, this is a flag of victory over racism and so on and so forth. And they were called Uncle Toms and all this. These were South Carolina folks, not Kevin Jackson saying it. I'm analyzing it from the side saying, look, guys, flags don't scare me. I don't know what the big deal about them, but I don't see a Confederate flag and get intimidated. I see it and think of Daisy Duke and the Dukes of Hazzard. And, you know, I don't look at it from the way that the left wants me to view it. But anyway, long and short of it, Nikki Haley calls this big symbolic meeting, has the says we're going to do the flag taking down, and then she goes and as a Republican governor of South Carolina announces that we're taking down the flag. Well, good for her. So she now did exactly what the Democrats wanted. She transferred. If you do see the Confederate flag as a symbol of the KKK and oppression of blacks and all these negative things, neo-Nazism and all that, well, Nikki Haley obliged the left because a Republican governor says, I'm going to take this flag down and that's going to end racism. And I've said this before and I'll say it again because there are a lot of new listeners. What Nikki Haley should have done was did all the pomp and circumstance leading up to the point of taking down that flag, then said, in honor of this, you know, this memorial, this memorious event, or whatever you want to call it. What am I trying to say? You get what I'm saying. I can't think of the word, but enormous, the enormity of this event, whatever. I want to have the highest ranking Democrat in the state legislature to come down here and take down the flag that was hoisted by Democrats. Now, when I said that, I forget I was on some show. I will never forget kind of the shock of the other person on the other end who was like, ooh. And you want to know why? Because it was such an amazing idea. We don't own that flag. Republicans don't. It's the rebel flag. The Republicans fought against it. Now, it is a matter of Southern pride. I'm a Southern boy myself. I see it and I go, I get it. But if you want to make it a symbol of hate, then you, the person who put it up, you come take it down. And we don't do that. Anyway, now we've got this monument that's for lynching. And I'm saying, look, guys, this is a perfect opportunity for the Republicans to yet again remind people that we are not the party of lynching. Brian Stevenson is the guy who's over this thing. And he says, we want to examine an era of American history that goes ignored, a chapter often left untold. It was a time, he said, of domestic terrorism. He is exactly right, 100%. We had a time in the history of this country where the Democratic Party was committing acts of terrorism on Republicans, a.k.a. people who supported slavery, ending of slavery, the protection of what became the citizens of the United States who were former slaves. And between 1877 and 1950, more than 4,400 black people died by lynching, according to statistics. And by the way, in that museum, I hope they list the number of white folks who were lynched right with them. And if it's like any of the civil rights museums that I've seen in my life, none of them will even closely meet. They don't even relate to tell you anything about a Democrat doing anything. And this is yet again one of these supposed civil rights museums that's going to earn lots of money in the heart of D.C. And I think it is. I believe it's in D.C. I don't know where it is, to be honest with you. But wherever it is, they're going to dedicate it to not telling people the truth about it and letting people know that it was Democrats who were lynching these people. They're going to eventually make it to where it's Republicans who own this. And that's why I get mad at the Republican Party. When this thing went up, they should have been preaching that, hey, yeah, the Democrats have a, you know, new memorial to themselves and blah, blah, blah. But they didn't do that. And they're not going to do that because, unfortunately, the Republicans miss a lot of these types of things. That's going to do it for me today.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.